Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, live in the green space today. And if you're not live streaming our video, folks, you should do it now because you're going to want to see this as we conclude this green space climate special with the first ever green space green game. The name of the game, is it recyclable or is it not? So radio listeners, we stream live video that you can get to at the WNYC website, wnyc.org. You can go to the Brian Lehrer Show Twitter or Facebook pages or the green space page. Any of those will have the link for the live video stream if you want to see the items that we are about to judge as recyclable or not. And with us for this, as our green space green game judge, is someone I will describe as New York City recycling royalty. She is Christina Datz Romero, executive director of the Lower East Side Ecology Center. You may know them even if you don't live on the Lower East Side, because they come to different neighborhoods for electronics recycling and other things, among the things that they do. Also on the stage with us is WNYC news anchor Sean Carlson. And here's how this will work. Oh, please welcome them. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you. I know it's different in person. I'm sorry.
Here's how this is going to work. What our green space audience can see, but you all listening on the radio cannot, is that we have a basket of items. I'm going to call it the basket of I'm done with this. I will pick one item at a time from the basket and ask Sean, is it recyclable or is it not? You in the green space audience will then vote with your applause whether you agree with Sean's judgment or not. And then Judge Datz Romero will give us the answer and we'll talk briefly about why or why not. Okay, you ready?
Brian, can I ask, do they win your voice on their home answering machine? Everybody in this room. Thank you. Yes, applause. Yes, great.
No, but they win all this stuff I'm throwing away.
you get the trash.
And have you ever been a game show contestant before,
no.
Sean?
I come from a family of Jeopardy fans, though, so I feel like I have the knack of it.
But you've never been on Jeopardy?
No, absolutely not.
Family Feud?
I would never make the cut, no.
Not even The Bachelor?
No. Hi, I'm Sean Carlson at WNYC.
All right. Let's start with sort of an obvious one. I'm holding up a water bottle. Sean, is it recyclable or is it not?
Definitely recyclable.
Who agrees?
Yeah.
Who thinks it's not recyclable? Okay.
Wow.
Christina, did they all get it right?
Well, it's definitely recyclable, and it's probably the easiest thing in your basket. So great to start with something that's easy.
Oh, jeez.
Good going, Sean.
I was told not to study, so I would be fresh for this game.
Okay, so that one was easy. Let's see. I'm going to go next to this manila envelope lined with bubble wrap. Okay, I get this in the mail. I think, it's junk mail. It's paper on the outside. I'm going to put it in the paper recycling. Sean, is it recyclable or is it not?
I feel like you're trying to trick me. So what I feel like is you have to separate the paper from the plastic and put them in two different containers.
How many of you agree with that?
Wow.
Or don't agree with that? Christina, did Sean get it right or Sean get it wrong?
Sean got it right. So if you want to recycle those two items, you separate them, because one is paper that can totally be recycled with your curbside recycling program, and the bubble wrap inside would be recyclable with plastic bags. So there is a program in New York City, any store over 15,000 square feet of retail space need to offer opportunities for customers to recycle plastic bags, and that bubble wrap would fall into that category. So it's not as convenient as just dropping it into a bin, a little bit of work involved, but it's totally recyclable, both of those things.
All right, our next item is this snack wrapper. It's one of those with a silver interior. So, you know, you can get, this one happens to be of cheddar flavored goldfish, baked, not fried. And, you know, you can see this and you go, well, it kind of feels like plastic on the outside, but that thing on the inside, it kind of feels like metal. So, Sean, is this recyclable?
This is tricky. What is that material on the outside? That's plastic, right? So it's metal coated in plastic?
I don't claim to know.
I'm going to say that's not recyclable just because it's so bizarrely put together that it would be impossible to separate those two things.
Agree, audience? Okay, so that's overwhelming agreement. Christina, did they get it right?
Yeah, Sean got it right, and the audience did too. And I just wonder why they ever moved away from the paper packaging that they used to use for the goldfish. So, but this is definitely not recyclable.
Is it aluminum? What metal is that?
It's aluminum, but because it's also a lot of plastic in there, and it's a composite thing, and nobody really will go through this effort to separate them out to get them recycled.
Yeah. Now, listeners, in case we get through our entire basket of I'm done with this, we could take a couple of questions for Christina Datz Romero from the Lower East Side Ecology Center of things that you might have at home or you know come across that you wonder, is it recyclable or is it not? So if you have a question, that's all we're going to take on the phones, is a question about is something recyclable or is it not? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. All right, I'm now going to take the biggest item out of the basket of I'm done with this because it's blocking everything else. This is, I think you call it Melmac or resin bowl. It's kind of a fairly large white bowl that feels like plastic, knocks like plastic, but it doesn't have one of those recyclable numbers on it. You know, people might put fruit in here or something like that on a dinner table or a coffee table. Sean, is it recyclable or is it not?
This one's tough. I feel like it counts as ceramics or something like that. So, no. Will you throw out a jar or like a clay jar or something like that? No is the answer.
He's saying no. What are you saying, Green Space audience? You're saying no. Is that a no? How about if you think yes?
Ooh, that's evenly divided.
Yeah. I think more people agreed with you, but Christina, how about it?
Well, I actually called our recycling company here in New York City to find the answer because I wanted to give the right answer, and it's a no.
What is there a sort of a concept there in general? If you have hard plastic, but it doesn't have a recycling number on it, and I think we're only supposed to recycle numbers 1, 2, and 5 anyway. Are those the right numbers?
Well, the numbering system is a little bit flawed because not all plastic items have numbers on it, and then you start really guessing. And so what the city is trying to communicate is to say anything that's rigid plastic is recyclable. But of course, this is a rigid plastic and it's not. So there's always exceptions to the rule. But I think the numbers, for example, what's really more and more now in our shelves are these food pouches, like a lot of baby food, for example, is being sold in that. And that's a number one plastic, but because it is soft, it's actually not recyclable. So the numbers is a flawed concept. I think rigid materials, jars, bottles, that is really what you should look for.
We're going to continue with Is It Recyclable or Is It Not? Live from the Green Space right after this.
One of the best parts of being retired is I get to be a WNYC junkie. Are you kidding?
WNYC Listener's Legacy Circle member Janet Mardfin.
WNYC is a community and I'm part of it. And being a Legacy Circle member, it's a way of leaving a mark on New York City, which is my home.
Include WNYC in your estate plan. Call 646-829-4587 or email legacygiving@wnyc.org.
Support for WNYC comes from John Thurr Cancer Center at Hackensack University Medical Center, a consortium member of the NCI-designated Georgetown Lombardi Comprehensive Cancer Center. More at jtcancercenter.org. GEICO Insurance, celebrating over 75 years of providing auto insurance for drivers across America. GEICO can also help insure motorcycles, RVs, homes, and more. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO. Join New York Public Radio's Community Advisory Board in conversation with Dipelsha Magruder, Interim CEO, and share your feedback about WNYC, Monday, September 23rd at 6:30 p.m. in the Green Space. Details at wnyc.org/cab.
This is WNYC, 93.9 FM and AM 820, NPR News and the New York Conversation.
With you on WNYC live in the green space today. We are wrapping up the show with a green space green game. We are playing Is It Recyclable or Is It Not with WNYC newscaster Sean Carlson as our sacrificial lamb, making the initial judgments, the green space audience agreeing or disagreeing with his judgment item by item, and final word, the definitive word from Christina Datz Romero, Executive Director of the Lower East Side Ecology Center Recycling Royalty. She is in New York City. And one more time, if you're just joining us, you can watch the rest of this by going to the live video feed from the green space at WNYC.org or the Brian Lehrer Show social media pages or the greenspace.org. Okay, the next item up is a fruit container. This is a hard plastic fruit container, sort of a clamshell design, you might call it, except it doesn't exactly look like a clam. This is, let's see, Family Tree Farms Plum Cuts, part plum, part apricot, all delicious. But you might find a lot of kinds of fruit coming in this kind of thing. So, Sean, is it recyclable or is it not?
I think this is an easy one, although I will say I heard some murmurs in the audience. So I have to say, we have to pat ourselves on the back. We're doing a great job so far. I don't want to let you down, but I'm going to say yes, because it's very much like a plastic, the plastic water bottle.
Do you agree? They agree. Christina?
Yes, I also have to say yes, it is absolutely recyclable.
And this good. Has a number one on it, actually. So this is number one recyclable, like the bottles. All right, here we go. We're going to... Some of you may remember seeing things like this back. Did we establish earlier in the show that 2018 was a long time ago? How about 1982? The CD and CD case. So two different guesses. The CD itself, Sean, and the CD case. I think we all know what these jewel cases looked like when our grandparents were listening to see ha 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 ha.
It's cool though to have a record player. That's what we do in Brooklyn, you know?
Yeah, Joe Biden's going to come over and spin some discs with you.
All right, this is my very...
He's going to scratch them though, you know. Like,
DJ Biden. I'm going to say, you know, it never occurred to me what a CD is actually made out of. I mean, it's a plastic, right? Yeah, so... Yes, but they go in different places.
Yes, but they go in different places, audience.
Oh, wow, that's a very tepid response.
All right, so let's see. Neither of them are recyclable. How many of you think that? How many of you think the case is recyclable, but the CD itself isn't? Okay, Christina, what's the answer?
Wow, this is really a sophisticated audience here.
What am I, chopped liver? What are you talking about?
And Sean is catching up to the game, too. So the jewel case is recyclable with your curbside program because it's rigid plastic. The CD is also made out of plastic, but you cannot just put it into that program. Very few places that actually would accept that for recycling, but our organization would. So the Lower East Side Ecology Center has an e-waste recycling program where we go around to different neighborhoods accepting computers, printers, TVs, but we also accept CDs.
And what do you do with them? Who actually takes them for recycling?
Yeah. So we ship them to a recycler called Green Disc. And you can also ship your materials like that directly to them. They charge us a fee, and that's why we also charge a fee for getting something like that recycled. That would also be your VHS tapes, if you really want to go back in time. Cassette tapes, all what we call media, we would accept for recycling.
And how about this as a segue from that? Sean, you may recognize this device.
I know. I feel like I have to know this one. I'm going to let all of us down.
Known as a microphone. What if I have a microphone that I'm done with? I actually do have a microphone at home that I'm done
with. As do I, and now I'm worried about it.
What should I do? Sean, what should we do with them? Are they recyclable?
I would say that it's disposed in the same way as you would dispose of a cathode ray television or a iPhone.
Which is what?
Not cathode ray.
You mean not even. Throw it away?
Okay, it's recycled with electronics, which are recycled? Yeah.
Okay. I have my game face on.
I know. I'm trying to read her expressions here, and she's not letting me in on anything.
All right, audience, is it recyclable? Yes, that's a yes. Not recyclable. Everybody's confused about the microphone, yes. Christina.
Yeah, please.
So yeah, a microphone is an electronic device, and it would be recyclable, but not as conveniently as bringing it downstairs into a recycling bin. You would have to bring it to an e-waste event or to a retailer that accepts electronics for recycling.
This is probably as good a time as any in the segment for you to say, Christina, how the Lower East Side Ecology Center goes around and does these e-waste events. I think when you were at my neighborhood a couple of years ago in Upper Manhattan, you were physically there, and I came with this basket of e-waste. And, oh, Christina, hi.
Yeah, sure. So we have a program that we started in 2004 where we really wanted to offer a collection of electronic waste, because this was really 2004, sometime back. This is when there were not a lot of opportunities yet to recycle your electronics. But if you think about it, electronics have really changed our lives, how we communicate, how we work. And then we have all these devices that are loaded with heavy metals, with also sometimes very precious metals, and we can't just throw them in the trash. So we started this program many moons ago, and now we go to different neighborhoods, and we have to come back to Inwood. Brian, I know we haven't been there in 2 years, so next spring we're going to be there.
We look forward. We all look forward to your arrival. We had a question from the audience of, is something recyclable or something not? Yeah, it's over there. Hi.
Hi. Someone in my household orders a lot of takeout. I'm not going to throw her under the bus.
Me too. It's okay.
And so we're always getting plastic spoons and forks. And sometimes I put them in the recycling. Sometimes I'm like, they're not recyclable. They're too small to have a number on them. And so for the ones that aren't marked as compostable or aren't marked as biodegradable, are they recyclable? And if not, and I put them in the recycling, what happens to them?
All right, Sean, is it recyclable or is it not? The plastic spoons and forks from takeout.
Absolutely, yes.
Christina?
I would say no.
Oh, jeez.
Why not if it's hard plastic?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, because it's really... It's a lot of the cutlery, some of it is also from biodegradable plastic, so it's very hard to tell the two apart. And if you have biodegradable plastic that gets melted with the other plastic to get recycled, it actually destroys the whole batch. So I say no.
How about that? Even if it's the harder, you know, they're softer and they're harder plastic pieces of plasticware, even the really hard
ones. Yeah, nuances of plasticware. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, let me see if I can get two in here before we run out of time, because everybody wants to know about this four-pack of Duracell AA batteries. Ooh. Sean, recyclable or not?
I mean, there's protocol for disposing of batteries that's different than throwing out. You can't just throw a battery in your trash, and I know that. So my answer is... yes, recyclable.
Listeners?
Oh, jeez. Your game face is terrifying.
Batteries, recyclable? Not recyclable? Who says not recyclable? Once again, we have stumped the green space audience, who generally knows everything about everything. So, Christina, what do you think?
Right. So, batteries are recyclable, and a lot of batteries should really be recycled. Sean was right. There oftentimes are warning on there, a rechargeable battery, for example. You can bring to any store that sells them. They are supposed to take them back for recycling. And also batteries, there's lithium batteries that absolutely need to be recycled. So they should be recycled. The alkalines have not as much toxic materials in it anymore as they used to, but they are still being accepted as a recyclable item.
Last item. It's a package of Glide Pro Health Deep Clean Floss Cool Mint.
Wow.
And so my question is two-part. The case and the floss itself. The case, Sean, recyclable?
The case, yes.
The floss?
No. Yes.
Okay. And
plastic.
What about the floss?
No.
The Sean, okay. Audience, the case, the plastic case that it's in, recyclable? That's a general yes. How about the floss itself? No. Christina, we have 15 seconds.
Yes. The case, yes. The floss, no.
Even though some floss, I think including this, is plastic. Yeah. But but you don't want to.
Yeah, you don't want to go there.
Sean Carlson, we crown you the first ever official Green Space Green Game recycling genius.
Yay!
If Brian won't do it, I will record a message on your home answering machine if you want.
And Christina, again, the work of the Lower East Side Ecology Center is so vital to the city. Just tell people how to contact you.
Sure. You can look us up as lesecologycenter.org or give us a call at 212-477-4022.
Please thank Christina Gatz.
Thanks,
Romero. Thanks to everyone in our audience for coming to the Green Space today. And listeners, we hope this was good for you. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.